Chapter 3, Identity in Transition, When the Uniform Comes Off. Leaving the military isn't just about stepping away from a job. It's about stepping away from a big part of who you've been. For years, maybe even decades, your life had structure. You knew your role, your rank, and your mission. You were part of something bigger than yourself. The uniform you wore each day told the world who you were. Then one day, that all ends. You take off the uniform, pack away the gear, and suddenly, the routine is gone. That's when the question hits you. Now what? It's a question that can shake you. You may feel lost. You may feel invisible. You may look in the mirror and not even recognize the person staring back. That feeling is normal, but that doesn't mean it's easy. After service, people might ask what job you'll do next or where you're planning to live. But very few people ask the question that really matters. Who are you now? That question sticks in the back of your mind. It creeps in during quiet moments, at family events, or when you try to start something new and it doesn't feel right. It shows up when people talk about dreams and purpose, and you're not sure what yours is anymore. You might even start to wonder if you still matter. These are hard thoughts to face, but they're honest, and they're more common than most people realize. In the military, you were known by a title. Maybe it was sergeant, lieutenant, or specialist. That title came with respect. It meant something. But a title isn't the whole story. It's just one layer of who you are. When you leave the military, that title goes away. And with it, you might feel like your value goes too. But here's the truth. Your worth is not tied to a rank or a uniform. The things that made you strong, the way you led, the way you cared, the way you fought for others, those things are still in you. They didn't disappear when the title did. You're still that person. You're still a leader. You still have something powerful to give. One of the toughest parts of transition is the fear of being forgotten. In the service, you had a team. You mattered. People counted on you. You had a reason to show up every day. When that ends, it can feel like you've been left behind. You go to events and feel like an outsider. You try a civilian job and it doesn't feel like it fits. You wonder if anyone really sees you anymore. That feeling can turn into sadness, frustration, or even anger. You may think your best years are behind you, but that's not the truth. The truth is that this is just a new chapter. Your story isn't over. It's changing. You are not too late, too old, or too far gone. You are in the middle of becoming someone new. It's hard to let go of the past. Some parts of it you miss. Some parts of it hurt to think about. But all of it made you who you are. You don't have to throw your past away to move forward. You just have to hold it differently. You take the lessons. You take the strength. You take the pain and turn it into something useful. You are not trying to go backward. You are learning how to grow. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting. It means making room for what's next. Change is hard. There's no way around it. But it's also full of possibility. When you leave the military, your mission changes, but your purpose doesn't have to disappear. It can be rebuilt. It can be rediscovered. And that process starts with a choice, to see the end of one thing as the start of something new. This is where Mission Delta gets its name. Delta means change. Not just change on the outside, but change that starts within. You get to ask new questions now. What kind of man do I want to be? What kind of father, husband, or leader do I want to become? What do I still care about? What do I believe in now that I've lived through all that I've lived through? These questions might feel heavy, but they are the doorways to the next version of you. There will be days when you feel like you're falling apart, days when nothing feels clear, days when you wonder if you're just broken. But you're not broken, you're becoming. Change feels rough, it bends you, it stretches you. Sometimes it feels like it's breaking you down, but often it's building something new. You've already been through the fire. You've already stood strong in tough places. You didn't lose that strength. It's still there. Now it's being reshaped into something new. You don't need to figure everything out right now. You don't need to have the next 5 years planned out. You just need to stay honest and keep going. If you don't know who you are without the uniform, that's okay. Start small. Start with what you do know. You know what values matter to you. You know what kind of people make you feel alive. You know what kind of person you don't want to become. These small truths are more than enough. They're the building blocks of your next identity. Let them guide you while the rest comes into focus. You might think your best days are behind you, but that's not true. You've got more to give, more to lead, more to teach, more to create. There's a version of you waiting to be lived, and it's one that comes from deep within. You don't need a title to matter. You don't need a uniform to serve. You've still got something the world needs, and you've got something your family needs, your friends need, and most of all, that you need to find for yourself. The next mission is about becoming whole again. It's about living from the inside out, not the outside in. Rebuilding your identity is not quick, it's not easy, but it's real, and it's worth every bit of effort. This work, the work of finding out who you are now, is the most honest work there is. It's not about being who you were, it's about becoming who you really are. You are more than your past, you are more than your pain. You are more than the medals, the scars, the silence, or the stories. You are a man becoming whole again. And this moment right now is part of your mission. You are in transition, but you are not alone, and you are not done. This is the beginning of something new. This is Mission Delta.